Okay, Daf Ches. We're starting on the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis. Tan Rabban. Now we actually get to the Birchas Chasanim. What are they? Says the Gemara Tan Rabban. Mevarchin Birchas Chasanim ba'asara. Like we said before, you need a minion for Birchas Chasanim, and you'll do that Kol Sheva all 7 days of Sheva Brachas. All the 7 days after the Chuppah, the Shevis Mi'am Mishneh. Amrav Yehuda. V'hu Shebao Panam Chadashas. You only get to make all 7 brachas if you're going to have Panim Chadashas present. What are Panim Chadashas? So new faces. Now it's interesting, I saw Nidin whether Panim Chadashas means one person, two people, it's a Lashon Rabim, so does that mean you need two people? So now, if I'm not mistaken, in Diktuk, there's no word for face in Hebrew. One face. How do we just say face in Hebrew? Panim. Panim is Lashon plural. So obviously you're going to have to go Panim Chadashot, even if it's one or two people, you can't say it. Even if we're talking about one person, you can't say it any other way. So there should be no other. I saw Shittim Kubatsa, so I'm trying to bring a riot for the fact that there's Panim Chadashot that we're talking about. It's got to be a minimum of two people. But others hold that it's just one, and that's the part. Panim Chadashot shouldn't be a raya to any more than one. Now, what's the Yisrael of Panim Chadashot? I saw it brought down from the Aruch HaShulchan and Geshmaka. Claire, Chakira, and what is the din in Panim Chadashas? And he explains machlokes between Tosfos and the Rishonim and the Rambam. Is Pshat in Panim Chadashas that they bring more simcha? We're mar b'lashon Tosfos, we're mar b'simcha b'shvilam, but there's an increase of simcha when Panim Chadashas come, and therefore that's why we're going to make, we're going to continue making Sheva Brachas, because there's more simcha. Or is the Pshat that the chiyuv of Sheva Brachas is on the mesubim, is on the people that are there. They have a chiyuv, they make them get to give the chasen and kala bracha, that they should be matzliach. So if everybody that this present Suda already made Sheva Brachas, so they already yetzir the chiyuv. So the only time you can continue making Berachas Chasanim is when you have additional people there who never were yetzir the chiyuv, who never gave the bracha to the chasen and kala. So based on that, he explains, let's say, one, two, three machloikasim. The Rambam does not bring the idea, Tosfos here on the bottom brings the idea that when Shabbos comes, Shabbos is a Panim Chadashas, based on a Medrash, and therefore you don't need actual people on Shabbos to come with Panim Chadashas. Tosfos brings it on the bottom. The Rambam doesn't bring that concept as well. So he says he wants to say it's only in this. If the Pshat Panim Chadashas is that we're mar b'simcha, so on Shabbos there's more simcha, there's ribay suda, so mameila you can use Shabbos as Panim Chadashas. But if Rambam holds, the concept is that you need people that were chayiv in the bracha. Shabbos isn't chayiv in any brachas, so mameila he doesn't bring the concept of Shabbos. Another nafkamina would be a katan. If you have a katan or a katana come to Sheva Brachas, are they going to be considered Panim Chadashas? If the vod is in Chiyuv Bracha, so katan and katana nachayiv in Bracha. If the vod is at their Mar B'Simcha, so they would be Mar B'Simcha, having a katan and katana in addition to the party.
I don't think you consider Panim Chadashas as a katan.
They don't do that? Yeah, I think the Rambam Pasen sound like that. He's saying that could be totally in this machlokes. There is a machlokes. Another point is, if you had people, let's say, that just came at the end of the meal, that came to be marbe the minion for Panim Chadash, if they came to be marbe the minion. So now, the next day, they're invited to be part of the Suda. Can they count as Panim Chadashas? So the Rambam, I think, holds that since they were at the, they were already present when the Sheva Brachas were made, so they can't be counted as Panim Chadashas, and that's because they were already Yaitz their Chiyuv of Bracha.
It's an old face.
But the point is that they were already Yaitz their Chiyuv of Bracha. But Sheikim, the idea is being Marv Simcha, so not that they're coming to the Simcha, so they talk, it would be Marv Shvilam, and therefore you would be, but you would make Sheva Brachas, right? Just a Geshmak HaShtukel in the Archa Shulcha. Now we move on. So that's the Marmayim of Aruch. What are these Berachas Chasanim? I'm Rav Yehuda. So here he says, Baruch Atah Hashem. Now I'm going to explain as we go along. You see there's a long Rashi on the side. What we have to explain is why we have three different types of brachas being made. We know that there are different types of brachas. We have brachas katsaris, like we mentioned yesterday, that is just it begins with Shem Malchus and it ends, like a brachas hamitzvah. Lasak b'divrei Seira, a bad example. But a bracha of, let's say, Beri Pri Hagafen is a bracha katsara. So we're going to have two of the brachas are going to be brachas katzaras. And then we have a bracha that starts with the baruch and ends with the bracha. It's called the bracha arucha. And then you'll have a bracha that doesn't start with the baruch but ends with the baruch. That's a bracha asamucha l'chavrita. It's right. So it starts and samach to samach. So we're gonna have all of them here. So Rashi has to explain why is it like that. So let's see. Says the Gemara, "Review the bracha to Hashem, l'kena malach elam, shakol baruch l'chvoidei." The first bracha we make here, Rashi says, is just a bracha on the asifa, being that we have people coming to give do chesed to the chosim and kala. So we make a bracha to giving kavod to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Everything was created l'chvoidei. But etzim Rashi says this bracha could have been made at the beginning of the chuppah when you see the assemblage. But we wait to make it later. Same thing he says in the bracha of Yetzer HaAdam. This is a bracha on the creation of man. Rashi learns this is a bracha on Adam, on the single man, the first creation of man. Yetzer HaAdam. Also, nothing to do with the zivug, with the couple, because this is just a bracha on man. Therefore, these are two brachas katzaras. Nothing to do, really, with the Birchas HaZivuk. Now, says Rashi, now we begin the brachas about the couple. And therefore, the bracha starts with the baruch and ends with the bracha. This is a new set of brachas. And it starts
to the
chasen kala, correct. The next one is Asher Yotzer Asa Adam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, Bitzalmoy, that's Bitzalmalikim. Bitzalm de Mustav Nisai, he created him in the form of man. V'hiskan leim imenu, and from man did Hashem prepare for him a binyan adayad, which is the woman. So here we have the first Birchas Hazivug, and it ends with the Baruch Baruch Atah Hashem, Yoitzer Ha'adam. Okay. Now that we have a bracha, and we're continuing a set of brachas, so just like in Shemona Esrei, when you have a set of brachas, so the next bracha is considered smucha l'chavrita, it doesn't have to begin with a baruch. So the next bracha goes, so it's tassis, does not begin with a baruch. So it's tassis, v'soga l'kar b'kibitz, v'na b'slacha b'simcha, baruch ato Hashem, it does end with a baruch, m'samech tzim b'vaneh. Here we're making a bracha on Yerushalayim. What in the world are we doing making a bracha on Yerushalayim in the middle of Sheva Brachas? So Rashi says, because we are familiar with the Pasuk in Tehillim, that Meshkochech Yerushalayim Tidbak Tishkach Yemini, Im Layales Yerushalayim Loishim Chasi, when we have a Simcha, we have to remember the Churban Abayis, we have to remember Yerushalayim, so we mention here Yerushalayim. Next bracha continuation is Sameach Tesamach. Here another bracha to the Chasan and Kala. Sameach Tesamach, Rei Mahuvim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shibim Sameach, these friends that are in love, this Rei Mahuvim referring to the Chasan and Kala. Kisamechecha Yitzircha, like Hashem is Mesameach, the first creation of man, when he HaKadosh Baruch Hu acted as the Sheshvinin to Adam and Chava, Beganeden Mikadam. Baruch Ata Hashem Mesameach Chasan Vikala. Notice the bracha ends Chasan Vikala, Chasan and Kala. Not chosen imkala like the next bracha will end. That Rashi says is because here the bracha is in general to a man and a woman, to a chosen and kala, not necessarily that Kadosh Baruch Hu should help them in their zivug, in their couplehood, in the dibuk of ish beisha, but just a bracha Kadosh Baruch Hu is mesameach chosen and the kala. They should have hatzlacha. The next bracha begins with a baruch again. Now what's going on? You're making a bracha on simcha. The simcha chasan kala beginning with a bracha again. So we'll see later on that in a situation where you don't have panim chadashos, you're still going to make the bracha of ashabara. Being that this bracha can be made on its own, there are times that it's made on its own, therefore it will get its own, it will begin with a baruch and end with a baruch.
Well, what's the problem? Why can't you make the bracha? What's the issue?
If it's smucha l'chavrita, so why are you starting with a baruch?
Yeah, but the previous one was smuchel chavrita.
The previous two were smuchel chavrita. So the next one should just start asher baruch. Like in Shemona Esrei, we got in the 18 brachas that are smuchel chavrita. They don't begin with the baruch. Being that as long as it's part of a set, so you don't have to begin it with a baruch. Being that this bracha, though Rashi says can be set on its own, so it needs its own tikkun with a bracha to begin with. Like we find with the bracha of Tayyiv v'hameitiv, the fourth bracha of Birchas Hamazon. L'maisa, it's also smucha l'chavrita. Neidelacha and rachim, don't begin with a baruch, because it's smucha to brachas hazan. So why does the fourth bracha begin with a baruch? Because that bracha be'etim is just a longer version of the standard bracha of atayva meitiv you'll make when you have when you get something good, when something good happens. Being that bracha is said independent of brachas hamazon, so therefore it has a tikkun with a baruch that begins with a baruch. Okay, what is this brachas hasimcha? This happens to be one of the most outstanding brachas. It's a bracha on simcha. Just we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the concept of simcha. So what is the bracha? We say bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Asher bara sasen v'simcha, chasen v'kala, gila rina ditzah chedra, ava v'acha v'shalom v'reyus. The Zoyer's Girsa didn't have, I don't think he had Chasen Mekala, or he had it, but he didn't count it as one of the minion of Simcha. And he says, these 10, he has 10 Lashenis of Simcha, which are Kenegad Asar Mamaris, Shinevra Olam. And it's 10, so there are 10 minion Negina in David HaMelech, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with 10 different types of Lashenis of Simcha, v'chule. The bracha continues. Mehera Hashem l'kenu yisham v'ara Yehuda v'chusis Yerushalayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu should hasten that we should hear in Ara Yehuda and in the outskirts of Yerushalayim, the Kol Sasim, the Kol Simcha, Kol Chasim, the Kol Kala, Kol Mitzahas Chasanam Mechupasim Na'arim Mishen Neginasam. We should hear the excitement coming from the chuppas and the Na'arim from the Sudas Chasim, from the happy Simcha, from the happy Sudas. Baruch Ata Hashem Mesameach Chasim Imakala. And here where it's the bracha referring specifically to b'masameach, the dibuk of ish b'isha through simcha and chedva, therefore we finish at chasan imakala. I saw elsewhere the reason why we split the brachas, the reason, the difference between the brachas at the last bracha ended chasan vikala, and here we have chasan imakala, is because like we said yesterday, that a kala b'loy bracha is asura le b'ayla kenida. That means until you finish the shavu brachas, the chasan and kala are asur to each other. So the only time we're able to say chasan imakala, the chasan together with the kala, is after all the brachas are said. Says the Gemara, Levi ikla lebei Rabbi behilul de Reb Shimon Brei. So Rabbi was making a chasana for his son Reb Shimon, and Levi was a guest. So they gave him a chabadim to with shavir with the brachas. I said shavir brachas. The Maaseh over here, how many brachas did we count? We counted 6. Why we call it shavir brachas? Because there's a bari priya gafen. We are mesader all the brachas alakais. Which I think seemed to come later on in the times of the Goyim, Rabbi Yehuda Goyim, that they were Masad of the Brachas on a Kais. Their are Makaris back an earlier, it wasn't Dafka from him, they're Makaris, I think, in Masachas Kala, and they reference it to Sheva Brachas and in other places that they made a Birchas Beir Peregafen. But just notice that the Gemara doesn't, it's not Medina the Gemara doesn't bring the Kais. And the Taka of the Halacha is if you don't have a Kais, you can still make the Sheva Brachas. You only make 6, you wouldn't make Hagafen, but you don't necessarily need the Kais. Now, Levi at Reb Shimon's Chasana, they gave him the Mechabedim of the Bracha, and he made Chamesh, he only made 5 Brachas. Rashi learns that he didn't make the Bracha of Yetzer HaAdam. Reb Asi, Ikhlo Be Rav Ashi, Behilule de Marbrei, the Marbrei. So at Mar, Brei de Ravashi's Chasana, they were Mechaber Ravasi, and he Barchshes, he made all 6. Now, you just think, if you think in generations, they weren't near each other. Ravashi was the end of the Amoraim, and Rabbi was the beginning, the end of the Tanayim, the beginning of the Amoraim. But the Gemara puts them next to each other. And the Gemara has a machlekes now between Levi and Ravasi. Should you make the bracha of Yetzer Adam or not? So what is it dependent on? Says the Gemara, let's say it's telling this machlekes as she spoke about in Erevin. The marsav a chod yitzira havi, a marsav a shei yitzira savi. Rashi learns that chod yitzira means that man and woman were created together, shtei partzufim. That man under the first under Marishan was created with a his front was a man and the other side was a woman, and that's how we were created originally, and that's how Levi held, and therefore he doesn't make the bracha of Yetzer HaAdam because what's the point? We already make the bracha of Asher Yetzer HaAdam B'Tzalma, which refers to both Adam and Chava, so why make a bracha of Yetzer HaAdam? That's Levi Shita. Rabbi Asi held Marsa Vishteri Tziris Havi. No, there are man and a man was created originally as a just Adam, and Chav was created Mizan Voi, and therefore there was a creation of Yitzra Adam, which is a creation of a Zohar, and only later the second bracha would be the creation of the Nekeva of Chava. So that's why we should make two brachas. Yitzra Adam. Levi didn't say Yitzra Adam. The second bracha of Yitzra Adam, which is because he says Yitzra Adam is according to him. Again, we have two brachas here on Yitzir Adam. There's Yitzra Adam and Asher Yitzra Adam B'Talmud. What's the difference? Yitzra Adam is referring specifically to the Zachar, to Adam Rishon, and the next bracha refers to the creation of Chava. So if you hold that Adam and Chava were created together, so I already have a bracha for both of them. So why do you need a bracha? So you didn't make the bracha of Yitzra Adam, as opposed to Reb Asi held that no, Adam was created, and Chava was just created. Not Adam wasn't created a man and a woman. He was just created he was created a man, and Chava was created from him. And therefore, the two brachas are referring to two different entities.
Even though she was created from him.
But not that there was a Chava that they just split. According to Levi, Adam and Chava were created together, and then they were split.
To be separate,
but they were created together.
Say the same thing. One being, and then two beings.
Right? True. We held that that's what the second bracha is. That's what the second bracha is. Yatzar Adam and Hiskim Imenu Ben Yinadayad. But I don't need both brachas. I already have a bracha on Adam and Chava being created.
Right, but Adam as separate from Chava. You have a bracha for that, right?
You know? Adam being separated from Chava.
Right.
That's the second bracha. So have a bracha for them to create it together.
Alright. If you want to go that direction, you can say, yeah.
Alright.
Chava was from Adam. So you can go that and say, like, what's the difference? Like, Chava was created from Adam. So it wasn't like she was a separate creation according to that, you know what I mean?
Right, but that's the second, that's the bracha of Yotzar Adam B'Tzalmai, the Hiskin Lai Mimenu. So that was the creation of Chava from Adam. So you could have made it the fact that they were created together first and then separated. So you're saying, we're making a bracha on Zachar and Nekeva, so I already have that bracha. So if you hold that there was just a creation of a Zachar, and then a Nekeva as well, so then it warrants two brachas. But if you're making the bracha on a Zachar and a Keva, and then a Zachar and a Keva as separate entities, that he's saying wouldn't warrant two separate brachas. So where it says, like, I don't have to say that they're arguing that Machoy is Rabbi Shimon. Rather, Kuli Alma Chad Yitzir Rabbi. Everybody will agree that it's Chada Yitzir, that they were created originally together. Umar Savar Basar Machshava Azlinon. Umar Savar Basar Mais Azlinon. Still, Rav held Rav Asi held that the Basar Machshav Azlinan, being that the original Machshav was to create them as two entities, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu ended up creating them as one and then separating them, we can make a bracha on the Machshava, the original plan. Levi didn't make the bracha of Yitzir Adam, held that Lamaisa they were created as one and then formed from that, so I don't have to make two independent brachas. Kihadar of Yehuda, where did we get this idea that there was a machshava, meaning there was a kavyachla process in how to create man? So he says, Kihadar of Yehuda, Rami. He asks the Stira, Ksev, one pasuk says, Yevrela Kemes Adam B'Tzalmoy, that HaKadosh Baruch created man B'Tzalmoy, here it's he's created man. It sounds like he just created a Zachar. Ukva Ksev, the pasuk also says Zachar and Akeva Baram, he created Zachar and an Akeva Baram, he created them. Sounds like he created them together. Okay, so how do you reconcile that? So B'tchila al b'machshava livrei shnayim. The machshava Kadosh Baruch Hu kavyachol was originally to create two separate entities, l'b'seif nevra echad, but he ended up creating them as one together, and then only afterwards separating them. And the reason for that possibly being that they should have a affinity for one another, since they were already one a goof.
What does that mean exactly? That's a hard question. So the
Rashba talks about that. He says Chas v'Shalom v'Ada, there was no Havamin Maskana by the Bari Eilam. So he says Wamshad. I saw the Goyin Yaakov says the Vard of Machshava is the Tachlis. What was Tachlis Ritzoyne? So Tachlis Ritzoni, the point was to have two separate entities. That was the Machshava. The Machshava was what Kodesh Baruch was Tachlis. Tachlis was to have two. But he did it in a way of progression of having one, creating them first together and then separately. So it wasn't a Havimina and a Maskana. It was the original, the Tachlis was, like we say, Saif Maisa Machshava Tchila. So the Seif Ma'isa of Machshav Tchila, the original thought was to have them as separate entities, but there was a necessity in creating them together first in order for, like we said, to create an infinity for Adam, for man and woman.
So the operation was not Tzela, it was more separating them? Okay.
If then that's dependent how they were, that's dependent on if they were created. According to this Gemara, that's Gemara saying now it's not totally in the Machlokes. It's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel.
Right.
The Shaila is if they have to be arguing in that, or they could have even all hold that they were created due parts of him, two faced, and then they split.
Right. There's no
That's another. The other sheet is that they were that Adam was created
right.
A man
right.
Only.
Say, well, he puts him to sleep, and that it doesn't say exactly what happened.
Right, but even I mean, it says that he built it from. Yeah, but that's the machlekes what itzela is, and it could be that just means that they were separated. So that's the machlekes. Okay, the Gemara continues here with the brachos. Amar Rav Ashi, we're a little more than halfway down. I'm sorry, Rav Ashi equal Bei Rav Kahana. Yeah, just one more point before we go weiter. Here it seems like Levi, both Levi and Rabasi said all the Shavuot brachas themselves, all the brachas.
Yeah,
right?
Right,
they didn't split up the. And it happens to be Machlekes in the Paiskim, whether or not the one makar from here, as you see, one person said all five, and that's the. That's if you're been to Chassidus Shachasanas, the Rebbe says all of them, and that's based on. Oh, I forgot if it's the Yad Ephraim. I forgot who says it, but that based on this Gemara, you should say all of them. And the reason for that is being that some of these brachas, at least from Yetzirah Adam till the end, the brachas asmuchas l'chavrita. So how do you split up brachas asmuchas l'chavrita? Brachas asmuchas l'chavrita means that this bracha is, I don't need to start with the barach because it's continuated, it's a continuation from the bracha before it. So it's got to be said as one bracha. You can't split it up. Rav Moshe held that's not the pshat in brachas, and that's the Brisker Rav, I think, was makbid on that. The Rameshah, that's not the Pshat, Bracha Smuch L'Chavrita. Bracha Smuch L'Chavrita just means this is the way that Chacham were metakin the Matbeya of this Bracha. Not that that's why, and therefore, once you have the Matbeya, you could say the Bracha when and however you want to say it. But not the Pshat that I need to say them together, but being that they're Smuch L'Chavrita, therefore the Matbeya that the Bracha is going to get does not need to begin with the Baruch. That's what we're saying.
Some weddings, especially in Israel, they sing a half hour in between each bracha.
Right.
That, in theory, a half sukkos be saying it doesn't make a difference.
Right, correct. According to that, correct. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter. Rav Ashi equal Bei Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi went to Rav Kahana. And yeah. On the first day, he made all of the brachas mekan ve'elach. Independent. If there are panim chadashes there, so baruch kulu, he would make all of the shavu brachas. V'loy afuches simcha ba'alma. There's just a lot of simcha here. Mevarach shasimcha b'ma'ine v'ashabara. He would just say shasimcha b'ma'ine the birchas hazimon, and he would say ashabara, and that was it. Mishuvah v'ad shleishim. That was during Shev Brachas. What about after Shev Brachas? Until 30 days. So then, Bein Amrulu Machmasilu, Bein Loi Amrulu Machmasilu. Whether he invited the guests to come, telling them that he was inviting them because he wanted to be married with the Simcha for the Chasan and Kala or not, Mivarach Shasimcha v'maynei, he would say Shasimcha v'maynei in the Birchas Azimun. Mikan v'eilach, but from then and on, after 30 days, I Amrulu Machmasilu, if he invited the guests specifically for to be married with Simcha, so then Mivarach Shasimcha v'maynei, you can continue making Shasimcha. The Eloi, but if he didn't invite the guest, this happened to have a crowd, so then Eloi, then he wouldn't be able to say Shasimcha v'maynei. So the Gemara wants to know, okay, how long does this go for? So he says, you get 12 months, you get a year to be continue making Shasimcha v'maynei. The Gemara goes, okay, it sounds like we started here from the chuppah. Can you make the bracha? If you're feeling simcha, you're feeling very excited for the chasen, can you already start beforehand? He says, umikar me'emas. So Amarapapa mechira musari beistina. So he says, yeah, as long, once you start preparing for the chasana, and when is that? Rashi has two pshat in what sari beistina means. One pshat is when you got the, when you start preparing the beer, the sheikha, you put the barley into the water, preparing the beer for the chasana. One pshat. The second pshat Rashi gives, I think maybe a makar, for flowers at a chasana. He says the second pshat is that they would plant barley in flower pots. And if you look three lines down from the bottom of Rashi, loimer peru uravu v'tzamchu k'sayir malalu, and they would give the chasan and kala a bracha that they should peru uravu, they should multiply like these sayirim, like this barley. So when he started preparing, he's tining. When you start preparing for the chasan already, getting the suda ready, you can already begin making the bracha the zimun of shasamchu b'mayinai. Says the Gemara,
I
want to
see
more. I have barley. Yeah, that's really the makar why they throw things at the chasan and kala. Also, it's also because of that they used to throw. I think chita was also that type of an idea.
Not rice.
Yeah, I think it was rice. V'amar Papa. In fact, Mar Veini, did Papa really start that? V'amar Papa Yasek la'ab Mar Brei u'barach mishas Erison. When he made a shidduch for his son, he already started making the bracha from Shas Erison. Says Gemara, Shana Rapapa David Tariach Lei, because he had everything already prepared for the chasana ready from the Erison. So therefore, he was able to already start making the bracha then. But most people don't prepare that much in advance or have everything prepared by then, and therefore it would only be from when they start really preparing for the Suda. Ravini Yasek Lei Lebrei Bei Rav Chaviva. Excuse me, Baruch Mishas Erison. So Ravina made a shidduch for his son with Rav Chaviva's daughter, and he started making the bracha shasam chumani ready from then. Omar, he said, Kimli begavayad lehajibu. I know this couple, they're going to make it to the chasana. I'm so excited about it. We'll already start shasam chumani now. And the loistayim milsa, it didn't have seth to shmayu vahajibu, and the shidduch broke. So you shouldn't jump the gun. Rav Tachliva by my Rav, equal the bavel. Baruch shis arichta. He made six long brachas, meaning we make here, we have a couple longer brachas, but the first two are short. The brachas katzar, shakal baruch v'yidai, and yasra adam. He turned those into bracha aruches. And the Mar says, v'lasal chasal kavasei, we don't make them into long brachas, we keep them as brachas katzars. Rav Chaviva ikla lebei mehula. Rav Chaviva at the bris, he went to a bris, and baruch, he made the bracha of shasimcha b'ma'inai. It's a simcha, why not? Why don't make the bracha by a bris also? The Mar says, v'lasal chasal kavasei, mishum detridi de islei, sorry liyanuka. Being that there's tsar here, the kid's in Spain, so we don't make a bracha, shasimcha b'ma'inai. The Marshal, he wanted to know, why don't we make a bracha by shasimcha b'ma'inai, by bar mitzvah? Or by a sin mesachta, there's a simcha satayra, and he grabbed and made a bracha. I think he did, and a terrible thing happened, and he realized that it wasn't meant to be, and he wouldn't make the bracha of shasimcha b'mayinai anymore. Yeah, Amrav Nachman Amrav Chasan min haminin. Ve'en ha'aveilam min haminin. A chasan can be counted for the minion. We'll describe on Amud Beis what we're talking about here. Ve'en ha'aveilam min haminin. Frank Gemara, Me'is ve'chasan ha'aveilam min haminin. You have a brayz that says that chasanim en ha'aveilam can be counted for a minion. Says Gemara, Masnisa karamis alei d'Rav, you're asking a stira on Rav from a brayz? Rav tanu upalim. Rav, first generation Amira, end of the Tanaim, he has the koyach of a Tana, and he could argue on a brayz. You can't ask me a kasha on Rav from a brayz. Itmar, okay, that's good for Rav, but Rav Yitzchak, Amr Yochanan, Chasana min ma'an, ve'en aveilam min aminin. Here we have Rav Yochanan saying that aveilam are not min aminin. V'meisvei chasana aveilam min aminin. So where it says, Kitanya hi, Bebirchas Hamazin. The Bryce is talking about, Rashi learns in Zimun to include an Avel in Zimun and a Chasun in Zimun, and he says that they are included. Kikam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says that Chasanim are not min a minion, he's talking about Bishura. After they bury the mace, so they come back from the Beis HaKvar, so that everybody stands Bishura to be Menachem the Avel. There, you need 10 people, but you don't have the Avel is not included in the minion. What are we talking about? Birchas Avelim? It sounds like Rabbi Yochanan It seems to be an elaboration of what Rabbi Yochanan was talking about. And here he seems to be talking about a bracha. You're telling me we're talking about b'shur. There's no bracha by the shur. They were Menachem Nava. There was no bracha. Elaki kam Rabbi Yochanan b'rachava. We're talking about the Sudas Havara, which is made for the Avil, and there they made a Birchas Avilim, and for that bracha, Rabbi Yochanan was saying that the Avil is not included in the minyan. So if we're talking about the Birchas Rechava by the Sudas Havara, Birchas Rechava Kol Shiva, did you have a bracha? Would you make this bracha all 7 days? Mar says, yeah, Mishkachas al b'panim chadashas. Panim chadashas is not only by Shavar brachas, but it's also by the Birchas Rechava, the Birchas Avelim, which was said to Avelim. And that if you had panim chadashas, if new people came to Menachem Avil, they could make that bracha again. The Maran brings a raya that when you have panim chadashas by Beis Avil, you would also make this bracha again. Yad Rav Chiya bar Abba. Makri bonei deresh lakashava. V'amni lamasni brei deresh lakashava. So Rav Chiya bar Abba either taught Mikra to Resh Lakish's children, or he taught Mishnah to Resh Lakish's sons. So shachiv lei yinuka. So unfortunately, Rav Chiya bar Abba lost a child. So the first day, which is when everybody else made it, when they made the birchas, Avelim. So Resh Lakish wasn't there. He didn't go. Lamacher, the next day, Dabri Yehuda bar Nachmeni Meturgame. So he took along with him Yehuda bar Nachmeni, who was his Meturgaman, and they went to be Menachem Avil. This is on the second day of the of Shiva. Amr Lei, Kum Eime Milsa, Kol Kabul Yenuka. So Resh Lakish tells his Meturgaman, no, say some Divri Tanchuman for someone who lost a child. Pasach Vamr, so he started to say as follows. He said, Vayar Hashem Vayinots. Hashem saw and he got upset Mikaz Bonov Ubinoisov. And he says, Dor sha'oveiz menatzim l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, in a generation where fathers are upsetting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, koyiz al b'neiyim v'al b'neiseyim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes out his anger on their children, u'meisim k'shem ketanim. V'ika da'amri b'achar, we'll get to it. V'ika da'amri b'achar have. Others say that it wasn't a child who died, it was a young adult. V'hachia kamalei, and he told them as follows, he says, al kein al b'churav v'yismach Hashem. Therefore, on the Bachurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy. On the children, they're all mechanfim, umeira, and they're doing bad. And every mouth is speaking nevala. And even with all the punishments I'm giving them, they're not doing tshuva. Leshav apaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't go back from his anger. And even more, he has to stretch his hand out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to put more punishments. What is that referring to? Everybody knows why a kal is nichnasa l'chupa. But somebody who excessively thinks about it, and he actually says why he talks about divrei nos, afilu nechtam like zardina shel shivim shana l'toiva nefach alav l'ra. That's what va'oid yaday netuya is referring to. That even if he had 70 years of good, nigzer from it goes bad. Okay, that's what happened. L'maisa Zemara says, Aslan Nachumei. Here, Resh Lakish and Yehuda and his Meturgaman came to be Menachem, the Avil, came to be Menachem, Rav Chiya bar Abba, and the Gemara says, Surikam Tzarla, you're giving him Tzar, you're saying because of your sins, the kid died. So Gemara says, Hach Kamala, that's not what he was saying. He says, Choshev Atl Aftfuse Adoro. He says, you're so choshev, you and your son are so choshev that you were nitvas on the whole, you were taken in place of the whole generation. Rashi says that, choshev atel amal l'tayfesechav as banach ba'avoin hadar. The Kaimlan Rashi brings bizman shetzadikim bedar, tzadikim nitvas and al hadar. That when they're tzadikim in the generation, so instead of they have like a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you could take us rather than kill out the whole generation. So that's he was being meshabech them that to realize what kind of a darga you're on. Amr Lei, Rish Lakish tells Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nachman, he's Meturgim and Kum Eimah Milsa Keneged Shvach Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nasei Shvach Ta Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he says Pasach Va'amar. Rashi learns that this bracha begins with Shem and Mal, begins with the Baruch Adonai Shemakim Malach Olam, even though it doesn't say it. Ramban learns that being that it doesn't say it means that it doesn't start like that. And the bracha is Hakel Agadol Bereiv Gadlei. Adir v'chazak b'reiv neirois. And what are the reiv neirois? HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechayi meisim b'mamarei oisagdas adin cheker. B'neflais adin mispar, baruch atah Hashem mechayi ameisim. That's the bracha, the first bracha, birchas aveilim. Second bracha, amrlei kum eimim milsa k'neged aveilim. Now say a bracha k'neged aveilim. So pasach v'amar, he told them, achenu hameyugayim hameduchim be'evil. You are in pain and you're in mourning. So give your hearts to think about this. Listen, this is what happens to everybody. Everybody dies. That's already in the plan from 6 days of creation. Many have had to drink, meaning that they've died already. They drink the kashal perennias. And Rabbi Mishu, and many will. Kamishta Rishonim, Kach Mishta Rishonim, the way the first one had it, the later ones will also have it. Achenu Baal Nechames Yenachem Eschem. Our brother Baal Nechames, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be Yenachem Eschem, Baruch Menachem Avelim. That's the second Baruch, the Baruch of Nechem Avelim. Amar Abaye, Rabim Shah Suleyma. You want to talk about the people who died, fine. But Rabim Yishtu, Leilim, why do you have to talk about people dying? Mishta Rishonim Leima. Mishta Achroinim Leilima. Meaning the concept, Adam Rish Lakish, V'chentan Rish Meder B'yasi, Lo Oilam Al Yiftach Adam Piv L'Satan. Why invite bad things? You shouldn't be Paisach Piv L'Satan. I'm Rav Yosef Micro, what's the smach? Where do we know this concept that you shouldn't be Paisach Piv L'Satan? So he says, in the Navi Yishaya, he says, Kisdaim Hayinu, La Amayra Adaminu. He says, we're like Staimon Amayra, we're going to be like Staimon Amayra. Maya Hadulay. I mean, we could have been. He says, like he was saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he because didn't destroy us. He said, but we could have been like Zayman Amayra. Maya Hadulay. So what comes back? Midas Adin answers back to Yeshaya, and he tells him, Shimu Devar Hashem Kitzinu Sidaim. And it continues on to give a terrible nevuah of what's going to be. And he's saying, being that you compared yourselves to Sidaim, so that's what's taka going to happen. So Al Yiftach Piv L'Satan. So Amalei Kum Eima Milsa. Now he continues. And Rish Lakish tells Yehuda. He says Kum Eima Milsa Keneged Menachem Avelim. Now say something. We said already to the Shvach of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We said to the Avelim, and now to the Menachem. The people coming to be Menachem Lavel. He says Pasach Vamra Achenu Kol Mechasodim Benegem Mechasodim. Our brothers come to that to be goyim l'chesed to this oval machzikim bevisha shel Avraham Avinu shenamar ki yedat v'man asher yitzav es bonu v'acharav that you'll be mitzav your kids to do to mishpat and tzedakah achenu baal hagmul, so the one yisham lachem gmulchem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should pay you back baruch ad Hashem gmul hagmul. Okay, next one. Amr Lei Kum Eimim Milsa Keneged Kol Yisrael. The fourth bracha he says Pasach Va'Amri Boynaylam Padei V'Hatzel Malat Hoysha Amcha Yisrael for l'shoynis of saving us from four different types of peronias, min hadever, min hacher, min habiza, min hashidavon, min hayarka. Maybe that's five. That's what the Mashal said. Mikol mini peronias, hamistractions, abayis la'olam, for anything that happened, all the bad things that will come happen to us. Terem nikra, before we call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'atana, you should answer us already. Baruch atah, should we say yoitzer hamagefa, and that is the end of these four brachas.
Isn't it Meturgamon and Meturgamon? No one's saying that he's trailing, he just is giving his own words, right? Isn't he typically interpreting that someone just explains what you're saying?
Or? Yeah, yes. Why is he the one speaking? I don't know, I didn't say anything about that. My guess would be that he's been hung around Rish Lakish a lot, so maybe he knew what to say. Also, I heard on some Rabbi Kalish, he explained that the concept of a meturgamen is that not every Talmud Chacham was a Magachir, was a good Baal Hasbara. So you'd have a Magad Shir who knew how to say things, and then he would have them. He would tell them a Targum, and the Targum knew how to give a Shir. To bring it out, how to explain it well. So it could be that's also that the Targum knew how to say what Rish Lakish is. He knew Rish Lakish is you say this, and he knew how to give it over. Okay, Amr Ula. Right by the Gilina Shas. Amr Ula, Amr Ula, Masisa, others say that this was a brisa that was taught. Asara Kaisis Tikkun Chacham Beis Avil. 10 cups of wine Chazal were Mesakin to drink in the Beis Avil. for the Aval. Rashi brings the pasuk of Tinu Sheikha la'ovid v'yayin l'mari nefesh. Someone who's down, you give him a drink. So Misakin, they have 10 cups of wine. It's going to seem, we'll see from the end, at least where Rashi learns, that they didn't, that according to Rashi, the 10 cups didn't get him drunk. They Misakin another 4 that did, but these 10 wouldn't bring to Shechrus. What were they? So that was by the appetizer when they were warming up. They'd have three cups of wine. Has been just to get things going. It opens up. You know, you could eat more when you drink a little. You drink before. Just to settle the food. They'd have another three cups of wine during the suda, and then they'd have 4 cups of wine after the meal. And they would have one for each bracha of benching. Echad keneged hazon, v'echad keneged birchas ha'aretz, v'echad keneged ben yishlaim, v'echad keneged atayv ha'metiv. Hayisiv aleim arba acher. Then they added another 4 kaises. Keneged, one kais for the chazanei ha'ir, the people who took care of the kvura. V'echad keneged parsanei ha'ir, those who actually, they're wealthy people who would actually help the aniyim pay for the kvura. V'echad keneged beis hamikdash. V'echad keneged Rabbi Gamliel. Why keneged Rabbi Gamliel? We'll get to that in a minute. Hizchilu hayu shaisin u'mishtakrin. They would have these 14 cups of wine, and the people were drunk by the time the suda was over. They went back. Which Rashi learns, but they would only have 10 cups, not 14. Other Rishonim learned that they got rid of it altogether. My Rabbi Gamliel, why were they drinking a lachaim to Rabbi Gamliel? Says the Tani Rishonim ha'isa itzas hames kosher lekrayvav yoser mimisasei. So it was more difficult. The expenses for funeral expenses were so large that it caused more tzar to the people, the burial, than the actual death itself. Actually, menichin, I say ubarchin, people would just leave the bodies and they wouldn't do anything with it. They'd run away because it was too great of an expense. Actually, Rabbi Gamliel, v'noa kalas ba'atzmi. Rabbi Gamliel he was noa kalas ba'atzmi. One of the reasons for the expense seems to be that the tachrichin, they would bury the people in very expensive tachrichin, silk and other things like that. So it got out of hand. Rabbi Gamliel began. He was the first one. He was noy kalas ba'atzmai. Either he commanded this should be done for him, or he actually did this for his kravim, v'yitzi'uhu b'klei pishton. So he just went out in pashut linen clothing, which was much cheaper. V'noy kolam acharav lo'yitzi b'klei pishton. And that's how the minute changed. Amr papa v'idn nog alma afilu b'tzar de barzuza. It became not an issue. People would even be buried, they would bury the mason even in canvas, something which was very cheap.
There's no reason
to
drink wine for
an oinin, not an oval. It's interesting. I heard this from Rabbi Kalish as well. This was back a long time ago on a Tisha B'Av in Camp Heller. Rabbi Kalish, and he was there. He used to learn the afternoon on Tisha B'Av afternoon. He would learn the third parak in Moed Katan. So that's why I heard some things from him. So he mentioned there that it's fakir. He said during the 9 days, like that's why you ask in the kasha, during the 9 days you're not allowed to drink wine. But for fakir, for an oval, we drink wine. What's the pshat? So he said it's two different things. He says during avil, so the 9 days, the idea is to feel the morning, not to have a nechama from the morning, and therefore we don't drink wine. But fakir, by an oval, the idea is to try to be menachemim. When mari nefesh, people are depressed, so we're trying to be menachem, so there we give him wine.
Why is it 10? Isn't that a little more than a
chumah? So according to Rashi, it seemed like at least maybe he was French, so the wine didn't affect him as much.
Right.
But
it wasn't so strong.
But the why they were 10? It was connected. The 10 different things that were mentioned here. Yes, for sure. It could be. I mean, it's clear in the Gemara that when they added another 4 cups, that's when they started getting drunk. But before that, they didn't.
Avil drinks wine, like someone can bring him a glass of wine during the Shiva, no problem? Or is it so we now don't drink wine? I mean, Shabbos, we make Kiddush, but I'm saying during the week of Shiva, the
other
drinks wine.
We definitely not like to do this, no, but there's no isra. I don't think there's any isra.
So this is like an Irish wake where you all get busted.
Yeah, so they didn't get drunk. That's clear. Once they started getting drunk, they were mevatel.
They stopped it.
They stopped it. It wasn't to get drunk. It wasn't to forget about the avelis. It was to give them some nechama.
Well, the
Gemara asked, the Gemara said that you go into Mitzrayim. He said, "No, he's a fakir." That he was trying to point out what kind of the level of tzitzkus you're on.
Bottom line is, it's because of your sins. That
no, he said, well, not because of the dar, because of the generation.
To save the generation.
Because of the generation, they took him, not because of your sins. That was the transfer.
The
correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Go ahead.
We have one more day, so.
Only one more?
That's it.
Put you on through Friday.
Yeah, you have to let me know.
Wait, where's it coming back?
I think Michael's coming back on Wednesday.
In Las Vegas? Give me Thursday, Friday?
I think that's what he said. I'm not sure that's still going to
Vegas. That's
true. But
I've never had business
there.
You want me to bad stuff here in the course of Las Vegas.
Can't stuff your request.
How was it?